Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to another episode of Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know, the musical theatre podcast where we talk about the lessons that musical theatre has taught us in our years on this earth. It's me, KB. I haven't hosted an episode in a while, so let's see how this goes. Joining me at the table is...
Julie Eisentrager.
And...
Miranda Selwood. Sorry, I momentarily forgot my name.
It's going to go great, guys. And welcoming back, we're welcoming back to the table, Shannon. Hello, Shannon.
Hello, everyone.
It's always nice to have you.
Oh, thanks so much. It's nice to have me too.
Yeah. We're going to talk about HMS Pinafore today. But before we do, you've done the Get to Know You quiz twice now.
Right.
So you don't have to do that ever again.
No, I think
have
they already
know.
Have
done it twice?
I have done it twice.
Yes. Haven't you twice?
Twice and now thrice.
Time. Yes.
What were the first two shows?
How could you forget? How could you forget?
Well, we do know one of the shows, right? We don't.
Miranda.
I don't know what's happening.
While we'll leave Miranda to work out which shows we've talked about
yeah.
before.
Yes. No, yeah. You need to.
No, you're going to come up with it. And then while you do that, we're going to cast Shannon in a show.
Google it.
Ooh, yay.
Yeah, because that's what we're up to. Oh, episode 3 so with the same guest. Julie, what role would you like to see Shannon play?
I have a couple.
Come on then. Or list them all.
I would really like to see Shannon play Ursula.
Oh,
tick. Yes.
I'd also really like to see Shannon play the Trunchbull.
I was about to say Trunchbull too.
In tick. Matilda.
I'm seeing a bit of a theme here. Is anyone else? They're all
And going with that theme, I would like you to play the entire family from A Gentleman's Guide to Love Murder.
But that's better, so take that
the
one.
Dice quiz.
That one.
That
oh
is
my
who
goodness.
I want to see Shannon play.
If that tour is to Brisbane.
I have two, like, opposing sides of you.
Right.
Which is funny because the first one is Jekyll and Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
So Jekyll and Hyde in Jekyll and Hyde.
Right.
But also I want to see you in Le Cage.
Oh,
thank
I'd
you.
Love that.
Yes.
I can be...
Either one.
Right.
Yeah, either. I think, yeah, that's...
Okay. Well, there you go. That's five. Five shows.
That's amazing.
Shannon.
Let's do it. Are we putting them on or when's that happening?
Yeah, sure.
When we're allowed to again, then we'll start talking about it.
Distance.
Yes, yes, Shannon yes. How are you going with the Google, Miranda?
It's actually disgusting that you don't remember the first one. Was it the first one?
Oh my gosh! There's an episode here on the internet of Shannon talking about Gypsy,
yeah.
Which is my favourite show.
Mm. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Well, let's play some music. And while Miranda figures out what the second show is, we'll talk about HMS Pinafore.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah.
That's your favourite one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
It's my favourite one.
Well, Shannon, you have 2 minutes to tell us what the plot
oh my good Lord.
Of HMS Pinafore is.
Well.
In just a general
it
sweep.
Also, it also is known as The Lass That Loved a Sailor.
Oh, I wonder
I
what that show's about.
Called The Lass That Loved a Seaman. But I'm not sure. Anyway, it's a comic opera in two acts with music by Arthur Sullivan and libretto by W.S. Gilbert. Well, it takes place on the Royal Navy ship HMS Pinafore. The captain's daughter, Josephine, is in love with a lower-class sailor. His name is Ralph Rackstraw.
Say Ralph?
That. Can you say
Ralph.
That three times fast?
Ralph Rackstraw.
Oh.
It's not fast.
So posh.
But very posh.
But her father intends her to marry Sir Joseph Porter, the First Lord of the Admiralty. She abides by her father's wishes at first, but Sir Joseph's advocacy of the equality of the humankind encourages Ralph and Josephine to overturn conventional social order.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yes.
They declare their love for each other and elope. The captain discovers the plan, but, as in many of the Gilbert and Sullivan operas, a surprise disclosure changes things dramatically near the end of the story. So in the end, they do get together.
They do get together.
Sorry, spoilers.
Yes, guys, if you haven't seen HMS Pinafore, it is. They discover that the captain shouldn't be the captain and Ralph shouldn't be a crewman.
Right, he's actually highborn.
Yes, yeah. Role reversal means that they're allowed to marry whoever they want.
Yeah.
The real question is there a Gilbert and Sullivan without that kind of plot twist? Yeah, that's the answer.
So why HMS Pinafore, Shannon? Why have you brought the show to the table today?
I have been done it with a company in the past.
Oh, been and done it?
Yes, I did it with Opera Australia back in 2005.
Guys, you're so famous.
Yeah, I'm so famous.
It's a big deal.
No. Who else was in that production,
Shannon?
I
always forget his name. Who is he? Tony? Tony Barlow? No.
Tony Barlow. Tony Barlow.
No, it was Anthony Wallow.
But Tony Barlow would be me.
Who did you play?
I played Bill Bobstay. It was fun. I had to wear a white seaman outfit and it was quite tight and hard to dance in.
Amazing. I love it. Miranda, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm just flying. Candide was the other
one. Candide was the other one. Yes. Very
cool. I remembered by finding it on the internet.
Oh, Google.
Julie, I don't know if there's a review from the original production of HMS Pinafore, but I'm sure there's one after.
There is, probably. Haven't found one.
No? All right, then. I'm going to give you some fun facts, then.
Fun facts. I would have a theme song for that.
When there's a line in the show that says, "Damn, it's too bad," and then they all go, he said damn. Lewis Carroll wasn't happy. Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland, Lewis Carroll was like, "Oh, that children were uttering terrible words."
Because this one is not okay. Specifically a youth production, which had been put together because it was so popular.
Like,
you know what can make it even better? If kids play all the roles. And let's now look it. Where we are
and
today.
The direct quote is, "How Mr. Gilbert could have stooped to write, or Sir Arthur Sullivan could have prostituted his noble art to set to music such vile trash. It passes my skill to understand."
Can I ask a question on the children doing it? Am I wrong in thinking it was a boys' school and that boys played the girls' roles as well? Am I wrong?
It's very Shakespearean.
It is very drag dressed as
girl. Don't
know. The other fun fact is that Sir Joseph Porter's character was based on William Henry Smith, the founder of the bookshop chain and now kind of news agency, W.H. Smith, who had been appointed the first lord of the Admiralty in the year before Pinafore opened. He had no Navy experience before then. And the Prime Minister recognised it in the show, so then called William Pinafore Smith for the rest of his naval career.
Great.
What have you found, Julie?
I have found a bad review.
A bad review?
Bad review.
Wait a minute. Let's say something, because I was in the Sydney production.
It's not the Sydney production.
It's the Melbourne production.
It's not the Melbourne production.
Oh, it's a different production.
It's a different production. It's a production. It has been done a few times, Shannon.
Oh, has it since the 1800s?
Yeah. Just a couple. This is a review from BroadwayBaby.com, which I feel like we've had had a bad review from before.
We have.
This review, penned by Richard Beck on the 15th of August 2018, is of the University of St. Andrews Gilbert and Sullivan Society.
Wow.
Yes. So it's a uni production. And the line that I found quite, I was tickled by, even though it's really quite mean. Turnover can often be something of a difficulty for university musical societies. Students come and go as they do. The standard can vary. There is no guaranteeing the quality of the new intake. Currently, there seems to be something of a lull with the chorus, not sounding as full and as rich as usual, accompanied by a piano that is not aging too well.
Oh.
Like, and they're at, like, Gilbert and Sullivan Society. Like, if you...
Ouch.
You're gonna... That's,
Like, he's a meanie. He's written 329 reviews, though.
Maybe there's a variation in feelings towards each show. I don't know.
Do you think he's a secret Savoyard? Because apparently that's the name of the people who love Gilbert and Sullivan. That's
maybe.
You know, what's the, like, the Bieber? What do they call the Bieber people?
Liebers.
Liebers, that's right, yes.
Yeah. I mean, what? I don't know. What?
Or the bronies for the
My pony. Little ponies. Right. But right.
That's something else.
Yeah.
So where does Pinafore sit in the...
it's the fourth.
In the canon. The fourth, number four.
Number four.
What was before this?
That is Google. That will need to happen.
Something. And then something.
And then something else.
Mikado was early. Okay. And then Pinafore.
Pinafore. The Sorcerer.
Sorry. I've
Trial by Jury.
Really thrown her.
First class. Thespis?
Because I feel like... Trial by Jury. Thespis. Then the Sorcerer. And then Pinafore.
And then Pinafore. So Pinafore was the first really, really big one.
It was
one.
The first one to go international.
Yeah.
So it's huge.
International.
Yes,
they loved it in the British Isles and they loved it in the Americas.
Well, in the Americas, they loved it so much that a whole bunch of people were just like, let's just put it on. We won't ask anybody. We won't pay any rights. We won't order the actual scripts. We'll just, like, make it up.
Well, they've heard the tunes.
Yeah. Sure. So, like, hundreds of productions in the first year. And this was a thing that was happening and happened to Gilbert and Sullivan quite a lot.
Going to say, this is not the first time this has happened.
No,
it might have been the first time that happened. But then it continued.
Yeah. But it was huge. And in New York, they were running multiple productions. Where was that number that I found before? It was like 8 productions at once within 5 blocks in New York. And I just can't even with the... Come on. Seriously? You stole a show and you put it on in 8 different theatres.
But then the fact that potentially all 8 of those theatres were full to see the same show. We have to assume then why would you... Like, you're on...
So why isn't Hamilton playing in 8 different theatres?
But let's not forget there wasn't, you know, Google and television and Netflix.
Which means that potentially someone sat there and was like, all right, now really pay attention.
That's the thing. They would, like, theatre producers would literally send people to go and sit in the houses and write out the scripts from the performance.
But worse still, there was just no way I could write down the score that quickly.
Some people.
Some people are savantish like that.
Yeah. You'd want to be.
Just like, I listen to it, now I can play it.
Yeah. I can write it on a piece of paper.
I don't think they were doing full orchestrations, right? It was, you know.
I don't. I wasn't
the pianola, there. Just the pianola.
Just let the roll
Don't make
go.
Fun of the pianola. I have one.
No, I'm not.
I'm not making fun of it.
It's great.
Is there anything else we should know about the history of HMS Pinafore?
I feel like there's a lot.
There's quite a lot.
Gilbert and Sullivan go through a lot of tumultuous things to get their shows written and together. They would argue a lot and stuff. There must be some fun stories about it.
Have you seen the movie?
The movie?
The movie.
Of HMS Pinafore?
No, not of HMS Pinafore, of Gilbert and Sullivan.
No?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Oh, do you mean...
Orphan, someone who has lost his parents.
No.
Orphan Frequently.
Orphan Frequently.
Different show. Just
different show.
Do you mean the one that's like the Mikado but not the Mikado? That one? Is that the one that's about their life?
Well, it is about them writing the time they were writing the Mikado. Yeah. True. True stories.
Yeah, this was fun, guys.
Amazing. Well, let's...
What about the music? We haven't spoken about the music. Yes. What are the bangers in HMS Pinafore?
What are the bangers in this comic opera?
That's Pirates.
That is what Julie's been doing for the last probably couple of hours.
Ah, no, that's also Pirates.
No,
do you have a favourite song, Shannon?
No. it was fun to sing. All the patter stuff is fun. You know, it's witty and funny.
I find the same thing about Gilbert and Sullivan, though. It's like it's fun when you're in it.
Right.
But I'm not real keen to go and watch HMS Pinafore right now. Like really keen to go and watch the Macabre.
I think that's maybe from a performer's perspective, but there are a lot of people who would sit down. Yeah,
definitely many a person that's bang up for some GMS.
Yeah, yeah. I love to sit down and listen to a bit of Macabre, or I don't mind popping it on the old piano.
I was saying before, I would never think, I'll put that on the radio and have a little listen. I've never felt that way about Gilbert and Sullivan.
Mm.
I don't mind going to see good productions of GNS shows because they are intelligent. They're witty. They use a lot of fun ways to put across political points and things. But I don't know. I think I'm not connected to it because it's not the sort of repertoire I sing.
Yeah.
I don't listen to the numbers in any GNS and think, I'll have a sing-along. It's not written in my voice.
I would say also it doesn't. Maybe you don't emotionally connect with the GNS music.
But they're entertaining.
Right.
Like, yeah.
I really enjoy going to see good productions because they're funny.
Right.
Right. And I think that was the appeal of what GNS were doing and why this one sort of cemented their formula.
They were using humour a lot.
Humour.
Yes.
But this formula that we see in Pinafore is replicated in particularly Pirates and Mikado. The character formulas are pretty much the same. It works on very similar pattern of this song goes here and that song goes there. Wouldn't you say?
There is that, but I was actually thinking about that on the way to here to meet you all. And it's like Mars Bar. Do you know what I mean? Like it's made the same way. It's comforting. It's delicious. We know what to expect. So I don't know. I think that structure and everything, I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you know
sense.
What I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's a shortcut to understanding.
Right.
Yes.
That's what formulas work. And like Hollywood has been working off the same six formulas for every movie they've made for the last however many years. You know, so I'm not saying it's not a problem.
Not bad. Yeah. I mean, you'd listen to pieces from HMS Pinafore, you go, oh, that sounds like this, and I can hear flavours of Mikado. And I think that any composer would has a fingerprint, right?
Yes.
And that you instantly Andrew go, you go, yeah, well, you go, oh, that's Lady Gaga.
He has other people's fingerprints, right. To be fair.
Ooh, controversial. Ooh.
Back to HMS Pinafore. Any other facts we need to know before we move on to lessons we've learned?
There has to be. I just feel unprepared all of a sudden. Oh, my God.
You know what? If anything just like pops up, Miranda, we'll come back to it.
All right.
Let's play some music, producer Zane. So, what lessons did we learn from HMS Pinafore? Did you learn anything while you were in a professional production of it, Shannon?
If you're wearing white pants, make sure you wear a nude undergarment.
A nude.
That is an important
Not
lesson.
Not a white.
Not a white, a nude.
Yes. A nude.
Correct.
How many times did we have to learn that before it stuck?
Just the previews.
Okay, yeah, good.
Just the previews. Just,
and how long did the previews run for?
Weekish.
Yeah. And how many photos were taken in that time?
Thankfully not from the bottom down. That's all right.
Well, any other lessons? Other than underwear.
It doesn't matter where you come from. Love wins.
Love does win.
But not until you figure out that you're actually swapped at birth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And even though you're low-born, you're actually high-born, but you still have to be high-born to love.
Yes.
Yeah.
I learnt that we've been...
a bit of a rich lesson, really.
We've been digging dirty willy jokes since the 1800s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good one. Any other lessons?
Repetition works.
Repetition does. Mm. Good work.
Okay, there we go. Thanks.
I've just had to repeat what you said to make that point.
Emphasis.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Julie's thinking really hard, and I really want to know what comes out of this moment, but I don't think it's going to be anything.
Genius are all about political statement and satire.
Yes.
Right? So who is this show actually satiring?
I feel like there's a little bit of satire in the sense of obviously like the head of the Navy not having any Navy experience happened in real life.
Yeah.
So to then put in the show and be like, it's really like, well, what really is this organization if anybody can head?
Yeah.
Like,
you don't need any experience.
You don't need any experience.
You just have to be born into the right family.
Do we need to place our gaze towards America? I mean, it's insane, really.
Yeah.
So they still haven't learned that, huh?
I don't know. Let's see when they have their election.
150 productions, you know, didn't actually help teach them that lesson.
Other than that, I'm not really sure. I was not up to speed with what was happening politically at the time.
A lot. Because Gilbert and Sullivan had just a lot to talk about.
They had
a lot
to say.
There must have been changes in government during that time because they were very vocal in their own little way.
That's pretty cool. Like, I don't know how so many composers in that early time of musical theatre did get away with as much as they got away with. I feel like today if somebody was that blatant with their statement.
These guys were rock stars of their time.
Yeah.
They were slaying the ladies.
Well, isn't that what art's for?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think it is definitely more censored now though.
I also just learned doing research that Elmate Gilbert had some great sideburns on him. Some like Maggi noodle looking sideburns. They look like a freshly cracked packet of 2 minute noodles.
They really do, actually. They do.
I love that there's two people like, they do. And Miranda's like, what?
We might put that photo on the socials for y'all to have a look at.
Chicken or beef, though?
I reckon they're chicken.
Oh, no.
They look like chicken.
Any other lessons from Pinafore?
Oh, I did learn that Navy and Army salute differently.
Really?
And the reason why they do that is because back in the day they used to use tar to put on the what's the floor of a boat called?
Deck.
A deck. There we go. Glad you said that right. And so their hands would be dirty, so the hands would face the other way so that they wouldn't show their commanding officers their tarred hands. Musicals taught me everything.
Oh, thank goodness for musicals, guys. Let's play some more music and then we'll cast this show. Who do we want to see in HMS Pinafore?
I forgot we had to do that. It's just come flooding back.
Obviously,
we're going to put Zach as Ralph, right?
He's playing Ralph.
Yeah.
So who would like to? Who would we like to see as his
brother?
Lady Love is what
I
was going to say.
I thought you were going to say brother.
No, they're not brothers.
No, they're just like they're
from
just
another mother. Calm down.
Oh, whoa. can we just do a whole like High School Musical cast reunion?
If you want.
If we're being lazy, yes. Joseph, Vanessa Hudgens.
You mean Joseph? Who are you going to cast as Josephine?
Are you casting Vanessa Hudgens as Josephine?
Yeah, it's Josephine.
Does that mean that who played Sharpay?
Ashley Tisdale.
Ashley Tisdale is Buttercup?
That's what it looks like.
Oh goodness.
I think we're giving producer Zane a headache.
I think he just has a headache and we're adding to it.
Who are we casting as Dick Deadeye?
Oh, I think it's my favourite character.
It's just your favourite name.
Where he's just being like, you're all rubbish. This is rubbish. No. And I'm going to tell on you.
I love that he's an able seaman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really able.
Yeah, he's
who
so able.
Would you cast in that role?
Someone who's missing an eye, obviously. Or has a dead eye.
My dog only has an eye.
Oh, Billy. No, is his name Billy? From On the Street. He does interviews on the street. What's his name?
Oh, Billy Eichner.
Billy.
He actually would be quite funny.
He would
role.
Be really funny.
It's mean, but...
I didn't mean that.
You didn't say it.
No, true.
He'd be really funny in the role.
He would actually.
I'm happy for that to happen.
Didn't he play? He was someone in live action Disney, wasn't he? Timon.
Pumbaa.
He was Pumbaa. Yeah. So he can sing, right?
He can sing. Yeah.
Yeah. Done. Right. Crushed it.
Because Lion King and Pinafore are like basically the same score.
So if we're gonna do Pinafore, we may as well cast it well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that's the thing about GNS is you can stunt cast absolutely every role and it's still work.
Yes. And in stunt casting every role, who else are we putting in this show?
I would like to see Jack Black as
As
Sir Joseph Porter.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Like hoity-toity in charge, buffoonish.
Why won't you marry me?
Yeah.
I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be quite funny.
This is weird, but and inappropriate and not good casting. But I want to put Ozzy Osbourne in there somewhere for some reason.
Why?
But I don't know where I would put him.
Maybe he's Deadeye.
Yeah, I guess.
Cousin Hebe.
A bit weird.
Yeah.
Gender swap.
Most often when you see
Buttercup.
When you see this is done by, you know, opera societies, light opera societies, etc., etc. You did it with an opera company, right?
Right.
Yeah, not musical theatre.
Right.
So in your great knowledge of operatic performance...
Mm-hmm. Who would I cast?
Who would you cast?
Well, if we look back at 2005, it's rather perfect casting.
Oh! With Tony Barlow.
Yeah, Tony Barlow, yeah. Sail of the Century. Is that Tony Barlow? No.
Yeah, I think
Sail
so.
Of the Century?
I don't know. America.
Sorry.
America's Sail of the Century. So is that it? Are we keeping the casting as is? No changes? No extras?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
You're good? Miranda's also good. Play that music, Zane. Does Pinafore sit on top 5 GNS shows?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You're nodding too, Zane. You said say yes.
I think it does in popularity, but not necessarily in quality.
Mm. Okay.
Huh.
I think it's very, very popular, and most people would consider it one of their top fives. I think there are many other Gilbert and Sullivan that might be better that aren't as...
Name them.
What I said before, I'm very keen for some Ruttigore. Is that how you say it?
Ruttigore.
Keen for some Ruttigore.
Did you see it?
Queensland. Yeah, I know.
And it was really, really good.
Yeah. Jason Brace. Wasn't Jason Barry Smith in it?
Jason Barry Smith was in it.
He would do very well in Pinafore.
Well, you should have mentioned that in the casting scene.
And that's why I bring it up.
But even Trial by Jury?
Trial by Jury's fun.
Trial by Jury's good. Trial by Jury's fun. But I don't know why people really... And maybe there was like a nautical thing in the 1800s where people are just like, keep doing it. It's great. Keep doing it.
That's why the one thing that puts me off. I don't know why.
Put it on land and you're good to go.
Thing. Yeah, if it was like tanks and stuff. Maybe.
But all the... You wouldn't get any double entendre. So.
That's true.
About the semen.
It's about funny, the semen.
And that's your... I think that might be your favourite part.
Any other top fives, guys? Or any top fives, full stop?
I think, like, top five shows you can really play around with. So, because it's so far out of, like, copyright, right?
Yeah.
You can just rewrite it and throw in as many extra jokes and silliness as you like. So I think you can be really inventive with it.
Mm-hmm. They always intended you to update their shows as well, I think. I feel like that was it. They did it themselves enough to maybe suggest that they wanted
and
their
intention
was for us to
And they're letting 8 productions run without them.
Well, they weren't.
They weren't letting.
It was happening, but they weren't. Yeah.
Yeah, I think every time someone approaches one of these productions, they update it lyrically to be more topical of the time. And
get in there on that patter song and write a few extra verses, right?
Yeah. Cool. Anthony Waller was like king for that. I mean, all the patter songs that he did for that production, I believe he wrote all himself. So, and it was really
amazing. That's nice. Mm. Top 5 adaptable musical. Are the top fives? Are there any other?
Top 5 nautical shows? What would be on that list?
Anything Goes.
Anything Goes for sure.
Yeah. But if we only needed to get to 5. Pirates above or below Pinafore?
Pirates of Penzance.
Yeah.
Above.
Oh, sorry. Above. Okay. I said below and I'm thinking below. Above.
Right. So Anything Goes.
Is number 1.
Titanic is probably number 4.
Titanic, yeah. Musical.
Yeah. It might go
higher
down
than
further.
Pinafore.
Lower than. You go Anything Goes.
Pinafore.
Pirates.
Pinafore.
Titanic.
What's the fifth one?
What is the fifth one?
It's yet to be written.
No, it exists. Surely.
No, there's so many.
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Was that a naval one?
Is Love Boat a musical yet?
Yeah. Like Showboat?
Showboat.
Has anyone written a Love Boat musical?
Is it nautical?
Is there a Love Boat musical?
I was just saying that.
I hope there is.
I hope not.
Go along.
I hope not. Dames at Sea, I'm going to throw it out.
We'll write it.
That's true.
Dames at Sea.
Yeah.
That's nautical.
Okay.
I wore a sailor suit both acts.
And maybe
do you have a dickie?
You'll find this particular top five list as one of our bonus episodes later down the track.
Nautical shows.
Nautical, top five nautical shows in musical theatre. But if that is all for top five list, yes, I'm getting the nods, then that is all for this episode.
Woo.
We got there. HMS Pinafore. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who still knows? Who will ever know?
It's the big questions here at Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know. Shannon, I know we're in a weird and wacky time, but is there anything that you'd like to plug?
Apart from my hair, because I've got none. No, I'm not in anything at the moment. It's a very sad time, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a sad time.
Yes, but hopefully, as the restrictions lift, things will be different. I don't know. But while we wait, you can check us out on our socials at Musicals Taught Me. No, Musicals Teach Me on Instagram and Twitter. You can send us an email at musicalstaughtmepodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on our home at the web on thatsnotcanon.com/everythingiknow. I think that's it. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I think you did
guys,
it.
Guys, thanks so much for joining us on this episode. As per usual, if you'd like to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, or just like keep us running on Spotify, you know, just like episode one, you've got like 3.5 years of content to get through. Just keep it rolling, see what happens. Thank you for joining me, Julie.
You're so welcome.
And Miranda.
Hey.
And Shannon.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, can't wait for the fourth show you bring us, Shannon. See you next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. I hope you enjoyed, / are enjoying, / will enjoy whatever podcast I'm in right now. Once you're finished with it, why not pop on over to Broadway and Other Kiwi Dreams, a podcast exploring the lives and minds of theatre practitioners in and around the New Zealand performing arts industry. Join me, James Shearer, in a deep dive into what makes this industry tick. You'll hear conversations with some of the top names in the Aotearoa performing arts scene and beyond, from the up-and-coming to the big Shorty Street stars. So, if you're into the performing arts, come on over to Broadway and Other Kiwi Dreams. Because no two journeys are the same, and wherever you are in yours, I hope we can inspire you to soldier on and keep following your Kiwi dreams.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.